Roger Grossman back with you here at Chesterton after one. Trojans 12, Tigers 8. Warsaw in the first quarter, just 2 out of 10 from the field. 0 of 2 from the arc, 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Chesterton, 4 out of 6 from the field, including 2 3-pointers in 4 tries and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Rebound edge to Warsaw by score a count of 7 to 3. Bricker off a screen out top, open 3. Jaegers over the back. Luke's gotten into a bad habit of coming over the back, and now he's got 2 fouls, 14 seconds into the second quarter. And Matt Moore's contemplating the next move, but it's not going to happen until after Chesterton puts the ball in. Nix outside the right elbow. Hands back to Parrish. Parrish against Gould to the baseline side. And a whistle and a holding foul. And Gould's got 2. And again, I got no problem with any of these fouls whatsoever. Gould got his hands out. He was called for a holding. Trey Davis, Meidenberger into the game. Jaeger is out and Gould is out. So you have Berger, Davis, Sullivan, Bricker, and Martin out there for the Tigers. And they get it in. They give it right back to Parrish, who forces up a 3. It's way short. Rebound grabbed by Sullivan for Warsaw. Drew will bring it up near side of center. Off the right wing to Martin. Out to Bricker. Bricker, right corner Martin. Up the baseline around Czarnecki. Takes it in and scores. Martin with a basket in each corner. Warsaw to within 2 with 12 to 10. Nix across the line. Right side, bad pass. Berger couldn't get to it. Out to Watts. Near side to Parrish. Parrish off a screen from Nix at the top. Drives the elbow. No look pass Czarnecki. He shoots for 3. And the rebound and a foul call. Nix over the top. And he has 2. By the way, I want to say special message. Send a special message out. I got 2 special messages. 1 right now. I want to say a big hello to all the people back in Warsaw from Nick Duranik. Do you remember Nick? Nick was our news director. Did PA at, he still does, PA at Notre Dame home men's basketball games. Nick is here, so it's good to see him. Martin on a drive down the lane, no good. Tip by Davis, no good. Tip back up, no good. Trey Davis, a rebound again. Back up, short. Rebound, tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to Chesterton. Nick got a full-time job doing tournament hosting for youth hockey tournaments. And so that's where he's been for the last year and a half now, since the start of last fall. Parrish on the drive around Sullivan. Kicks it out top for an open 3 for Ray, and it's good. That was a long one. His 27th three-pointer of the year, second only to Parrish, who has 39. Bricker the other way. Down to the block, into a double team. Out to Sullivan right wing. Now to the free throw line to Berger. Berger sees some space. Takes it down in, and a bumping foul is going to be called on Tobias Ray. That'll be his first. I will just tell you, I don't know how this game's going to turn out, but I will just tell you, I love the way these guys are calling this game. They're calling fouls. When fouls are being committed. Martin, left corner off the inbound. Finds a curling Bricker down to the left block. He'll force one up. It's no good, but a whistle and a foul called. It's Gonzalez who jumped with Bricker and was fine until he, again, whacked down, as so many defenders do. That's his second. Bricker shoots 2, where he's 2 out of 2. That one's in. Robbie Finlinson rejoins the game. He comes in for Trey Davis. 6:09 left to play in the half. Chesterton 15, Warsaw 11. It comes Eddie Reardon from the junior varsity into the game for the Trojans, and Gonzalez will come out. Again, already down 2 of their best 3 players in Justin Sims and Logan Picorni, and they lost James Sutton earlier in this period to what looks like a relatively severe knee injury. Bricker makes both free throws. Warsaw back to within 3, 15-12. Parrish off a high screen, spinning away from Art, but can't get away from him. Out of the near side for Reardon. Reardon down toward the baseline, cut off, back out to Czarnecki. Czarnecki right side for Ray. Ray off a screen and then brings it out above the volleyball line. He hands off to Parrish. Parrish directing traffic, now dribbling toward the middle. Throws across court for Watts. Watts against Bricker, knocked away. Bricker the steal. One-on-one the other way. Down the left side of the lane, put it up. And in! And a foul! Brecker started down the middle of the lane and then angled off at the last second to his left. He was bumped by Ray. He has two fouls, and Warsaw is within one. That's what we're talking about, Luke Brecker. Knocked that ball away, took off with it, saw what he had, did not rush it, took his time, and has a chance to tie the game at 15 right here. Warsaw needs Brecker to be Brecker. Free throw in the air. Good. 5 out of 5 for Brecker at the free throw line. 7 points. We are level at 15-15. Parrish through the center circle. Angles right. Kicks it in the corner for Watts. Then back out to Parrish for a long three. In and out. And Martin grabs a one-handed rebound. And here come the Tigers looking for the lead. Berger, left side, Finlinson. Down to the baseline, Sullivan 10 feet out, works his way in the lane across to Martin. He shoots for three. It's good. Martin rings the bell from the right wing. Timeout called by Chesterton. 5:05 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw has taken the lead, 18-15. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you at Chesterton High School, also known as Hamstraville. He is monitoring things from down here on the end to our left. His lovely wife is hanging out with Amy Berg today. It's good to see both of them. 18-15. Warsaw has jumped to the lead. Half-court trap now on. Reardon lobs over the top to Parrish. Out back to Reardon. He'll lob it back to Parrish out on the right. Out back to the corner, Czarnecki. Czarnecki drives in but was never looking at the basket. Watch. Pass out. Top. Take it away. Finlinson saw it coming. Takes it down, puts it up. No, but a whistle and a foul called. And Robbie goes to the free throw line to shoot two. That was the equivalent of the cat waiting for the rocking chair to lean the wrong direction before he ran out from underneath it. Finlinson with the steal and two free throws coming. Free throw up and good. Robbie's first point. The foul was called against Watts. That's his first. 5 team fouls already against Chesterton in this quarter. And so free throws could be a thing here for the Tigers in the second. Free throw up and good by Finlinson again. With those two makes, he is 13 out of 15 at the free throw lane this season. And Warsaw has bolted to the lead 20-15. Lob cross-court pass to Watts. Watts picks up his dribble back to the near side for Parrish. All the way back cross court, saved in by Davis, but tipped in, and it's going to go still out of bounds against the Tigers, and Chesterton will put it back in. Again, that pass was in the air a long time. Warsaw was able to read it and tip it, but not able to keep it in bounds. Watts out there with Davis, who hit a couple threes at the beginning of the JV game. Knicks in the backcourt to Parrish. Parrish across the line and into a trap. He's taller than both guys. Skips it to Reardon near corner. Reardon picks up his dribble. Jumps a pass all the way back across to Parrish. In the lane, Knicks. Back to the near side. He threw it out of bounds. He had Reardon wide open in the corner for a look at three, and he missed him by 5 feet. Gould into the game for Berger with 3:56 left to play first half. Warsaw 20, Chesterton 15. Gould, Sullivan, Martin, Finlinson, and Brecker out there for Matt Moore's team. Brecker between the circles, down to Martin in the lane, spins left on Parrish and puts it in. Martin with 9 first half points. It's 22-15. Parrish out of the left wing against Sullivan. Out to the top for Watts. Watts starts left off to Parrish, up the baseline, around two Tigers, floats it up, hit the bottom of the backboard. It's saved in. Grabbed by Martin. Up ahead to Brecker. Brecker will go behind his back in traffic, and a timeout called by Warsaw. Timeout called by Warsaw to avoid a turnover. My guess is this is a 30. It is. 3:21 left in the half. Warsaw leads 22-15, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you. Steve Scott's back at the station in Warsaw. Tiger Bowl, 3:21 left to play first half. Warsaw was down 12-8 at the quarter, and now they lead 22-15. Martin dribbles left all the way to the sideline. Out to Gould between the circles to Brecker on the block against Watts. He got his arm tied in there, and Brecker put it in around him anyway. He's got 9. The official raised his arms and said straight up, impossible, because Watts had his arm interlocked with Bricker. And yet, no foul was called there. That's probably the first one they've missed this whole game. They've done a really good job. I don't know how you don't see that. Parrish against Sullivan. Right side for Ray. And a whistle and a foul called. Finlinson against Nix down inside. And Robbie's going to get his second foul. Three Tigers and three Trojans with two fouls each. With 2:43 left to play in the half. Parrish in the corner to Jones. Or for Davis, I should say. To Watts to the center circle for Parrish. Now Nix back to the basket. Starts right, hands back to Davis. Josh Davis to the center circle for Ray. Ray dribbles to the right. Left off a Nix screen. Into the corner, wide open. Watts for three. It's in and out. Tipped in the air. Grabbed by Bricker for Warsaw. Wasn't sure Luke had enough room to tiptoe the end line there, but he did. 2:15 left to play in the half. Warsaw leads 24-15. Finlinson driving left, then right. Back to Bricker. Looks like Warsaw wants to run some time here. Bricker drives in traffic. No look pass. He traveled. Luke's just not strong enough. He's trying to drive into places and create things, but he's getting pushed around in the process. Gould comes out. Berger back in. Gould, one of the three Tigers with two fouls. Parrish looks at Mark Urban for the play call and what he wants here as we pass 2 minutes to go first half. Parrish against Sullivan, right sideline to Ray. Out to Watts between the circles. Out of the near side to Parrish. Parrish, hard drive to the free throw line. Sullivan cut him off and shoved him right out to the sideline. A whistle and a foul called on Drew. Parrish went between his legs from his left hand to his right and was going to go up that baseline. And Drew put hands on him. And it's the fourth team foul. Oh, hold on. Yes, it's 14 fouls against Warsaw. Five have been called against Chesterton. Parrish with it. A step between the sideline and a step from the middle line. He'll dribble to the middle and give it off to Ray. Ray now will bring it to the center circle with 1:28 left. He'll drive Berger to the right, and Berger bumped him. There's five. Berger with his first. And free throw's coming up here for Ray and Mark Urban, because he knows what he's doing, calls the other four players over for a conversation. It's like a mini timeout. Ray, 10 for 13 at the free throw line coming into the week. First one's up. First one's good. He's got 6 points. That's his average. And it's 24-16, Tigers by eight. The 5'10 freshman, Tobias Ray, shoots for one more. That one's up. It's good, too. And they will bring Reardon back into the game. And Ray will take a break. He's out there with two fouls. Finlinson looking. Runs the end line. Gets to Berger. Mind up the sidelines. Gets away from Watts. Races down the middle floor. And then peels back out. Brings it out above the volleyball line. With 1:18 left to play in the half. And the Tigers leading 24-17. Right side Martin. Back to Berger. Berger drives to the right, hands off to Martin on the weave. Now to Sullivan. Back to Martin between the circles. Martin pressured by Parrish, and a foul is going to be called. I think they're going to get Davis for this. They are. Parrish immediately looked at the official and said, "Me?" and pointed to his own chest, and the official said, "No, not on you." Martin at the free throw line. He shoots two. Thursday, Martin was 6 of 6 at the free throw line. He's got 9 points. He shoots for double figures with the first free throw, and it's good. He's got an 8-point second quarter working. Finlinson out, Trey Davis in. Tobias Ray back in for Chesterton for Reardon for this offensive possession. An even minute to play, first half. Tigers by 8. Martin can make it 9 again. It's up. It's good. Martin, a perfect week at the free throw line. I could say that because he's not shooting anymore. 26-17, Warsaw by 9, 55 seconds left in the half. Parrish puts his head down, drives right, banks it in. What a shot. He is driving across the lane, shooting back to his left at full speed, and somehow got that shot to go. And he's done that twice. Oh, Berger with a fancy move. Left side, Sullivan for three. It's good. Berger broke the ankles of his man. Sullivan's man came over to help, and there was Drew standing out there all by himself. Berger found him. 29-19, Tigers by 10. Parrish right side of the lane. Off balance shot is no good this time. But a foul is called, and free throws are coming up here for the Trojans. Sullivan with the foul. That's his second. Finlinson and Gould back to the scorer's table with 20.1 left to play here in the half. First half scoring, first half stats coming up. A lot of boys' teams playing today. Playing especially this afternoon with girls' championship sectional games tonight. Parrish has the free throw. He's got six. Gould and Finlinson in. Davis and Berger out. Chesterton takes out Ray and Nix, who both have two fouls. Czarnecki is back in. And so is Reardon. Second up. He got them both. And they're also going to bring into the game Gus Wish. Parrish has 7 points. Warsaw facing full court pressure. Gould looking long. Oh, he had Bricker long, but he didn't want to throw it. He got it into Finlinson and set. Last possession of the half. Warsaw leading 29-21 here at Chesterton. 12 seconds. 11. Now 10. Gould dribbles to the center circle. Then back the other way. 6 seconds. 5. Off a Sullivan screen. Picks his dribble up and threw it away. That pass missed the target by 3 feet. Berger and Davis back to the scores table. Finlinson and Gould out with 1.1 left. Czarnecki, somebody better guard Parrish because he's standing over here waiting for the ball. And he gets it. And he's going to launch it from half court at the buzzer, and it's no good. Halftime here in Chesterton. Warsaw 29 and Chesterton 21. First half scoring comes your way after this 90-second break on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Chesterton. Warsaw 29, Chesterton 21. First half scoring for the Trojans. Tyler Parrish, 7. Tobias Ray, 7. Anthony Gonzalez with his first 2 3-pointers of the season. He's got 6. And Nathan Nix added 1. For Warsaw, Luke Bricker has 9. Drew Sullivan, 3. Robbie Finlinson, a couple free throws. Luke Yeager, 4 points. And Brant Martin's the leader with 9 points in the second and a halftime total of 11. Warsaw trailed 12-8 after one, then outscored the Trojans 21-9 in the second quarter to build a lead of 8 at 29-21. We were tied at 2, 6, and 15, and we had 3 first half lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game in overtime, 42-36. The JV is now 12-4. Kellen Bailey had 12 points. The freshman team lost to Chesterton in the auxiliary gym, 40-34. And so, tough loss for Jalen Reese and his team. 29-21. Warsaw leads the varsity at halftime. We give the first half stats next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Chesterton. Warsaw 29, Chesterton 21. Time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw didn't shoot that great in the first half. They were only 8 of 20. That's 40%. 2 of 5 from the arc. That's also 40%. The reason why they're winning the game, free throws. They're 11 of 11 at the free throw line. Chesterton only attempted 13 field goals in the first half. They made 6 of them. They were 3 of 9 for 3-point range and 6 out of 7 at the free throw line. The rebounding edge is to Warsaw, 14-4 in the first half, and the Trojans had 7 turnovers and Warsaw 5. Points off turnovers, Warsaw 13, Chesterton 8. Second chance points, Warsaw with 7 offensive rebounds but only 2 second chance points. Points off the bench, Warsaw with 9, Chesterton with 6, and Warsaw played to a 1.26 points per possession and Chesterton a .91. Individually in the first half, Brant Martin, 4 of 7 from the field, 1 of 2 from three-point range, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 11 points and 2 rebounds. Luke Bricker, 2 out of 4 from the field, 0 of 1 from the arc, 5 out of 5 at the free throw line. He's got 9 points to go along with 3 rebounds and 1 steal. Also in the first half for Warsaw, you had Drew Sullen, 1 of 1. That was a 3-point shot. Luke Yeager, 1 of 2 and 2 free throws for his 4 points. And so, and Robbie Finlinson did not make a field goal. He was 0 for 3, had some really good looks, didn't make them. 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. That's a really good half. Obviously, we all understand that Chesterton not only was missing 2 of their best 3 players, but had another player get hurt in the first half, suffering a knee injury. So none of that's good. So Warsaw's playing a depleted Chesterton team right now. However, the boys played pretty well. They did not shoot well, certainly not as well as they've been shooting. However, they shot the ball, they played pretty well, and their defense was pretty good. And right now they lead by 8, 29-21. Those are the first half stats. They're brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. We start the third after these words on News Now Warsaw.